The Life of Christ in Stereo. Four inspired voices testify as one. Based upon the book, The Life of Christ in Stereo, republished in modern English as The Greatest Story. Session 5. Please read chapter 7 before you continue with this video. If you are meeting with a group, then discuss this query. What did you learn that was new, helpful, or important? Allow all who wish to do so to reply. Then discuss, what questions do you have about what you read? Let each one try to help the other before you do so. The events of this chapter occur in the region of Galilee, with movements from the hills beside the Sea of Galilee to the city of Capernaum, then down to the city of Nain. Jesus continues touring through Galilee before returning to the seaside and then going across the sea to near the city of Gadara. Please consult the timeline that you received at the beginning of this course. We're now in the third phase of Jesus' ministry, a time of public fame and favor. Here we learn about a centurion's extraordinary faith.
And when he had come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him, and he went into Capernaum. Now a certain slave boy, who belonged to a centurion and was very dear to him, was sick and at the point of dying.
There are some things that we should know about centurions. The word means officer over 100 men, though in fact they seldom commanded more than 60 men. This centurion's ethnicity was not likely Italian because he has retired in the Galilee, so he may have been a Greek-speaking Syrian. A centurion's responsibility included recruiting, training, commanding, and disciplining Roman troops. They were required to put in a career of some 20 years, during which time they were not allowed to marry. If they survived to retirement, they received land and an income. They were, however, allowed to own slaves or to hire servants.
And the centurion, on hearing of Jesus when he came into Capernaum, sent to him some of the elders of the Jews, begging him to come and heal his servant, and saying, "Lord, my servant is at the house, lying paralyzed, in terrible torment."
The title Lord was an honorific term used for superiors, whether gods or humans.
But when he was now not far from the house, the centurion in answer sent friends to him, telling him, "Trouble not, Lord, for I am not worthy to have you come under my roof, for which reason I thought myself unfit to come to you. Instead, speak but a word, and my servant will be healed. For I, too, am a man invested with authority, and have soldiers under myself, and I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come,' and he comes, and to my slave boy, 'Do this,' and he does it." Now when Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him, and turning to the multitude behind him, said, "Verily, I say to you, not even in Israel have I found such extraordinary faith. And I say to you, that many shall come from the east and west, and dine with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, but the sons of the kingdom shall be cast out into the outer darkness, where there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth."
Notice what makes extraordinary faith. It is not the strength of your faith, but the recognition that Jesus has authority to accomplish all that the Father has told him to do. And we can ask him to do the same. So when we pray, we ask him to exercise his authority. Jesus is now going to talk about the kingdom of God. In Scripture, we note that there is an eternal kingdom of God from eternity past, continuing into eternity future. In much of the Older Testament, the kingdom was something foreseen, expected to come in the future. When Jesus came, he offered this kingdom to Israel. However, they rejected him, crucifying him and losing the opportunity. Now that the Holy Spirit has come, the kingdom of God is expressed as something spiritual amongst believers. Even so, we still expect the future messianic kingdom when Jesus will reign on earth. So let's summarize. There is the eternal kingdom. His kingdom rules over all, Psalm 103. The messianic kingdom, a son is given. Of his government and of peace there will be no end, on the throne of David and over his kingdom forever, Isaiah chapter 9. And at the present time, the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit, Romans chapter 14, both emotional experiences and righteous behavior. In the future, the entire earth will become the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ, Revelation chapter 12. Jesus told this parable about the kingdom.
Hearken. Lo, the sower went forth to sow his seed. And it came to pass as he sowed, that some fell upon the roadside, and it was trampled on, and the birds of the air came and devoured it. And some fell on the rocky places, where it had not much earth. And it sprouted up at once, as it had no depth of earth, but when the sun rose, it was scorched, and because it had no root and lacked moisture, it withered away. And some fell into the midst of the thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it, and it produced no returns. But some fell into the good soil, and growing up and increasing, it brought forth results, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100-fold. And when he had said these things, he exclaimed to them, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear."
The Greek word for hear can be translated hear, listen to, or obey.
Now when he was alone, they who were about him, with the 12 disciples, came and asked him, saying, "What does this parable mean?"
We note that Jesus' audience usually understood his illustrations, but if not, then he told the meaning.
Then said he to them, "Do you not understand this parable? Hear therefore the parable of the sower. The message of the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not comprehend it, then at once Satan, the wicked one, comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart, lest he should believe and be saved. This is he who received seed upon the roadside. And likewise he who received seed on the rocky places, this is he who hears the word and at once receives it gladly, yet he has no root in himself, and believes and continues only a little while. Then later, when adversity arises, or persecution on account of the word, he falls away."
This helps explain why so many believe they have become Christians, but then abandon the faith.
"He also who received seed among the thorns is he who, on hearing the word, goes his way, and the cares of this world and the pleasures of life, the seductiveness of riches, and passionate desires for other things, enter in and choke the word, and it is made unfruitful."
Another reason for which we must learn to walk in the Spirit of God, and have more joy in the Lord than in the things of the world.
"But he who received seed upon the good soil is he who, hearing the word in an honest and good heart, welcomes and understands it and holds it fast, and with patience bears fruit indeed and brings forth, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100-fold.
Thus faithfulness is a matter of the heart, and with time, those who have truly believed will prove it in their behavior. It is clear in the Gospels that for many months, John the Baptist was far more popular than was Jesus.
"Now the disciples of John brought him word in the prison of all these works of the Messiah. Then John, summoning a certain two of his disciples, sent them to Jesus, saying to him, 'Are you that one who is coming? Or are we to look for another?' But in that same hour he healed many from their diseases and afflictions and evil spirits, and to many who were blind he granted sight. So Jesus answering said to them, 'Go and report to John the things you have seen and heard. The blind are receiving sight. The crippled are walking, the lepers are being cleansed, and the deaf are hearing, the dead are being raised, and the lowly are being told the glad news. And blessed is he who does not stumble because of me.
Jesus is the main issue. If you choose to continue in this course, your assignment for next time is to visit our website, locis.site. Read or listen to chapters 8 and 9, sections 51 through 56. And be ready to share insights, queries, and objections if you have them next time. Thank you.